Ladies and gentlemen, I know it can be so difficult to just look at the facts when they're not in favor of the group that we favor. I know that. I understand that. But here's the thing I want us to do, especially for everyone who says that our Creator is the one who means the most to you. Please, let's begin to make it a practice of filtering everything through His Word, and truly through His Word. Not just looking at the one scripture that supports the one or two topics that we've decided are going to be important to us. If we truly honor our Creator, let's search His scriptures diligently. Let's search His Word with integrity to try to discover everything that He says is important to Him. We're doing ourselves a disservice by slapping Him in the face by saying, I'm only going to look for the things that this group has said is important based on Your Word. If there's anything else in Your written Word that lets me know what else you find significant, what else you say is of importance to you, I'm not interested in that. I'm only looking for the things that corroborate, that confirm what the group, this other group, this man-made group that I'm affiliated with has to say about it. We have got to exercise better integrity than that, more integrity than that, and we've got to get to the point where we care about our Creator so much that all that He has to say about life finally becomes more important to us than all that our fellow man says is important about life. So that instead of continuing to stop at one or two pet issues that man has said are important, we're spending time searching the scriptures anyway. Let's become people of integrity and people of courage who look for all that our Creator says is important about life, and make up our minds that we are going to more closely identify with Him, and as a result, embrace all that He says is important, instead of identifying more with these other man-made organizations that tell us these are the things that we say are important. Let's treat our God, our Creator, much better than that. That's why I said it takes integrity, but it also takes courage. People think about that whole issue of belonging, and very often it's more important to them to feel like they belong to these man-made organizations, these political parties, and these other civic organizations than it is to belong to the family of God. And so many people who really are members of the family of God place more value on these other man-made organizations that are only temporary, that are going to be eventually destroyed, gotten rid of completely and for all eternity. But they place more value on the humans than they place on our Creator. And so they identify more with these human organizations that are designed to only last a while, none of which guide us into truth, guide us into the ways of God, guide us into a peaceful and pleasing relationship, mutually pleasing relationship with God, none of which lead us into a mutually loving relationship with our God. But that's what's more important to them, these man-made organizations that push man's agenda, and only for a while. And when eternity comes, then what? Let's focus more on the organization that will last throughout all eternity, the kingdom of God, the family of God. And if we truly identify with Him, and if He is truly important to us, Let's place more value on all that he says is important rather than placing value on all that our fellow man, our fellow organization members, our fellow network members say is important to them. All right, technology and success. Let's take a look at what Black Enterprise is sharing about this. We had begun this conversation a week ago. Let's finish it now. Taking a look at ways that we can get technology to help us be successful. Jasmine Harris, who's lead consultant for development programs at AT&T, says that we need to make sure that we increase our digital footprint. We want to decrease that climate footprint, but we want to increase the digital footprint, making sure that we have a presence out there and we increase brand awareness about ourselves and our companies. Rachel Franklin, who's a partner for Frontline Marketing and Promotions, says that we should use LinkedIn. By using that, we can build our profiles and have people understand what we do. Additionally, LinkedIn can be used to have people become our advocates. And then, Cherise Torres, marketing director for Android Pay at Google, says we need to know the privacy settings. Perception is reality. And she's referring to the need to be careful about the images and the messages that we post on social media. She advises professionals to understand the privacy capability of their social media accounts and to also Google their name often to make sure that the information online is aligned with the brand message that you want to have. Therese says, choose quality over quantity. She cautions that a lot of people really don't care that much about the volume of your tweets. They're focusing on the quality of your tweets. Of your tweets, professionals. And Harris says, don't overextend yourself. Only join and create profiles on social mediums that you know you can manage. Stay with me. I'll be back.